call. You the question,
Love
and the answer.
Trust
me, no facts.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about your mortgage. Introducing the all-new Yourgage from Quicken Loans. Yourgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. In fact, it's the only home loan that allows you to custom design your term. One size does
talk about it. It's not unusual to see photos of dead homies' funerals, aluminum foil on TV antennas, little TV sit on top of big TV eating TV dinners. Girls dye their hair with Kool-Aid. They gave us lemons, we made lemonade. But this nigga's paid, ancestral slaves, descendant of kings is necessary. Yeah, blink. Rims on everything, red Tims on every scene. They say we N-I-double-G-E-R. We are much more. Still, we choose to ignore the obvious. Man, it's history don't acknowledge us. We were scholars long before colleges. They say we N-I-double-G-E-R. We are much more. But still, we choose to ignore the obvious. We are the slave and the master. What you looking for? You the question and the answer. Do I mean it like a slave master, nigga? No, I'm gangster. Gotta eat rappers. My abbreviation was young when I caught the... That should mean the court could see my changes. Take off the bracelets. Savage went broke. Smoke tower diesel, need no Bowflex. My chest still cut up like a bag of dope. Thought patterns consist of boss matters. Spit Moses lost commands like a gross sandwich out my mouth. Toast the government cameras peeping us every week. I must have my car's home sweep above. But this is what I was dreaming of. Between cutting hard coke with new waves and slicing my fingers up. They used to string us up. We wanted everything. But the one bringing us cake be the snakes like the... Like the new Jack City wedding scene. No time for mistake, trying to like Medellin. They say we N-I-double-G-E-R. We are much more. Still, we choose to ignore the obvious. Man, it's history don't acknowledge us. We were scholars long before colleges. They say we N-I-double-G-E-R. We are much more. But still, we choose to ignore the obvious. We are the slaves and the master. What you looking for? You the question and the answer. People afraid of criticism, but I always put myself in this sacrificial position. They didn't know I ain't just rapping for fame. I got my old homie half sister father asking for change. Yup, I get a cash paper, but don't matter. They see me from skinny to fatter. When I rap about war, they got a tendency to scatter. They ain't my backup no more. So now my enemies are at my front door. Cause anytime we mention our condition, our history, our existence, they calling it reverse racism. Still to this day, the streets torn. My brother Jung, I always have a seat for him. Not behind me, beside me. You always know where to find me. They say the truth will hurt you. So let's keep a small circle on the road of the riches and diamond rings. In the land of the blind, the man with one eye is the king. They say we in our double G-E-R, we are much more. Still, we choose to ignore the obvious. Man, it's history don't acknowledge us. We were scholars long before colleges.
Digger. Stop saying. I'm getting a nigga headache. I can't stop. Nigga, stop it, niggas.
Oh, they got paid. Oh, she need a nigga for this bitch. So amazing.
radio in you. It's never sounded so good.
What's up, I'm Beyonce.
Follow today's music.
Hey, this is Christina Aguilera.
And a place on the radio.
Keep this station
locked on.
Yo. What's up? Real talk. Yo, this is what they do to that radio when we featuring the local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists in the game. You can catch our broadcast each and every night, Monday to Sunday, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. We'll feature some of the local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. The number 347-934-03. All you got to do is press 1 on the dial. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. And like I said before, if you're ready for an experience of a lifetime, the Urban Experience is here to stay. You get a chance to join your host, J-Dawg, your girl Beanie Weenie, and your homegirl, Riding Shotgun, D-Dub. Real talk, that's what's up, that's what's happening. This is where they do to that radio where we're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists.
Oh, hate that bitch.
Hey,
face of the motherfucking South, J-Dog. I appreciate the love, man. Hey, I'm done with him. A little dude done woke up, you know what I'm saying? I let the little homie ride on him, though. Right fan, man. Money racked up just to move. What's up? ReverbNation.com. Mr. P, the homie, get him.
Hottest DJ on the planet.
That's your boy, J-Dog in the building.
Hey, it's your girl, B-Dub, reporting live on Where They Live At Radio. I'm calling all performing artists and groups ready to now to star in the next Fame Exchange DVD series. We're taping live in Atlanta and in cities near you. The benefits of being a Fame Exchange participant include paid booking opportunities, publicity in mass media, career consulting, and unlimited networking. For additional information, call B-Dub at 678-389-6869 or follow me on Twitter at B-Dub-ATL. Remember to tune in to J-Dog, B-Dub, and Beanie Weenie on Where They Do That At Radio. You know the number, 347-934-0318. Holla at your girl.
Once with
veteran, yeah, I'm feeling him. After the party started, we can get it in. They hang every single word that I say. Make it ends up with spins every time I bring a play. The latest craze, but let the swag tell it, man. What the fuck more ain't gotta say at the party. When I hit the party, put me up with some bottles of Bacardi. When I hit the party, yes, when he dies, up ahead, so I'm about to bag me a couple. When I hit the party, about to get him back to my crib, but you know that's a whole nother story. When I hit the party, you ain't doing it like that, then I'm sorry, cause that's how it is, nigga. When I hit the party,
yo, son, we at the party.
You know we at that party.
Oh, yeah. West Coast, you know we at the party.
You know I'm at the party.
Yeah, yeah. Damn, South, you know we at the party.
You know we at the party.
You know we
in there. Let me bring it back. Who's already hot in here? But now I make a sizzle. They want the mind too. They only make a drizzle. Got the beat from my man Felicia. He told me with this one, the whole city be behind him. DJ turn this up. Girls drop me down. I'm on. I done went drink at the drink song. It's the song. Now the owner say it's 5 a.m. We gotta get out. Cool, got some girls waiting for us just to let out of the party. But then I hit the party. Put me up with some bottles of Bacardi. When I hit the party, yes, when he dimes up ahead, so I'm about to bag me a couple. When I hit the party, about to get him back to my crib, but you know that's a whole nother story. When I hit the party, you ain't doing it like that, then I'm sorry, cause that's how it is, nigga. When I hit the party. When I hit the party. When I hit the party.
I've been through these painful days and I've been right. And you know it ain't right, but I just won't give up the fight, that's why I'm still here.
know what it is.
Listen, right. My fish is left, so I make the leave. I try to sleep in waves, but sleep is just a place I can't reach. It's just a gate I can't breach. All my fish is picked. I can't fight 7 days in a week. To fight back is just a waste of my speech. I don't speak, so I would take this defeat and find a place to retreat. The stress is making me weak. The love I have, I can't replace the relief. Look at our daughter with such an angel face when she sleeps. She's a many reason why I feel worse for this dream. When I'm mad, her smile gives me a state of relief. My laugh at her when she cries because the face is unique. When she frowns, my face is the face that I see. Listen, this is a man's confession. Every day I'm stressing with so much depression. I have so many questions. The game of love is talking to many lessons. This relationship is lust for connection. This is a man's confession. Every day I'm stressed with so much depression. I have so many questions. The game of love is talking to many lessons. This relationship is lust for connection. Impossible, yes it is. That is what it is. The fact is that there is no relation on this shit. So I'm gonna destroy things. I just need some time to recap my thoughts. Gather my mind and think. This shit's wrecking. And all my mind is only one question. I wonder if it was worth it. All the time is stressing. I know that this vibe could be over. At any second, I'm in a great state. For this one is full of depression. I pray that this ride is not one I will have regret. And if so, it was a very good lesson. One that I'll never forget. And I should have never wiped you. I should have just befriended. Because it hurts so bad now that it's ended. You, I should have never even been with. Phone calls, high five, all that stupid friendship. It was so hard to just be friends with. I should have ignored my feelings and clung to a simple friendship. This is a man's confession. Every day I'm stressed with so much depression. I have so many questions. The game of love is talking so many lessons. Relationship and love connection. This is a man's confession. Every day I'm stressed with so much depression. I have so many questions. The game of love is talking so many lessons. This relationship is love for connection. Even if some days I hate her, but all days I love her. The mother of my child, don't call her my baby mother. I love her shit more than anything that I like. But it's a struggle because we fight. And it's a long road ahead, yeah. But I'm moving on it. Yes, I'm moving forward ahead, girl. We can never choose abortion. I love my daughter so much. I love her without question. I love you all for such a beautiful blessing. My love for her is displayed through this confession. My face says, daddy, there's no use for this stress, no use for depression. You choose to reflect it. Look in the mirror, dad, that's who you're neglecting. View the reflection, don't lose the connection, just loosen the tension. Mama's up and dead, and you know this, that's all you, so get focused. This shit's so floating. This is a man's confession. Every day I'm stressing with so much depression. I have so many questions. The game of love is talking so many lessons. This relationship is love for connection. This is a man's confession. Every day I'm stressing with so much depression. I have so many questions. The game of love has taught me so many lessons. This relationship has lost its full connection.
Yo. Yo, okay, okay, okay. Yo, we back in the building. Yo, we back in black. Blacker than ever, that is. Real talk on where they do to that record, what it is, what it is. Check this shit out.
This is my declaration of independence. Shots heard around the world, national attention. To all the powers that be, my name should be mentioned. There's a message in the bottle, read every sentence. For every DJ who ever made a present, represented this art form in every effort. Taught you how to party, no dance lessons. Know how to cut a record, no game. Whoa, this that heat that they're looking for. All these other rappers that are looking for. Pay attention, baby, look where they took the yard. Let me party in the park with the corner store. Go DJ, that's my DJ. Whether you're chilling in the club or on the freeway, to make your heart a day, just seem easy. Rest in peace, James J. Be easy.
Radio.
never sounded so good.
What's up, I'm Beyonce.
All today's music.
Hey, this is Christina Aguilera.
No better place on the radio.
Keep this station
locked on.
Yo, let's go to request line. Real talk on WTBPA Radio is all about their experience. It's all about these G's doing what they do. Real talk, it is what it is. Now, I'm going to start off the night by saying, yo, we back on Block Radio tonight. We've been definitely doing the campaign all over the globe, all the major G's. Real talk, but I got to come back home. Of course, Jessica Larry, something was happening, but I'm going to check with the fans to see what's good. Real talk, it is what it is. You know the number, 347-934-0318. On where they do that at radio. Real talk, it is what it is. Let's see what's up. Let's see what's up. Let's see what you're doing. Yo, call the last one. You can go number 938. You're definitely in the building on WTBPA Radio. Who we got checking in, man?
Yo, what's good, man? It's DJ Payne. Feel Good Music Show. I'm just talking to radio.com. What's goody?
Hey, it's all goody, my man. It's all good, man. Where have you been living, man?
I'm doing pretty good. What's going on with you, Zaydog?
Hey, man, I'm holding on the road, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you know, they say, you know, too much work off and no play, you know, makes the dub. It's not too good, but you know what I'm saying? When you got a lot of stuff popping off, you can't help but work so hard. So, you know, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
I'm doing what you do, man. You know what I'm saying? So what it is? How things going on with this girl?
Oh, it's going pretty good, man. I'm not really talking too much. I got to get my mic fixed, man. But I am playing a lot of different music, man. I'm playing a lot of old school, a lot of new school. You know, some independent. So I'm playing a lot of different music, man. I mean, you just never know what I'm going to play, you know. And I've just been playing one of my new songs, I'm Not Cleveland Boy, off the mixtape, One for the City. I just started playing that, so I will play that at least once throughout the whole time that I'll be on, man. So, you know, just got to make sure that everybody tune in from 6 to 9. Sometimes I'll be coming on at 6:30 because I got to drop my girl off. But once I tweet about that I'm on, I'll be on officially. That'll be me playing different music and everything. So I just want to make sure everybody tune in from 6 to 9 on JustSoakingItRadio.com. Make sure y'all click your player and everything, man, so y'all can go ahead and listen to the Feel Good Music Show on JustSoakingItRadio.com. This your boy, DJ Payne.
That's your dude, DJ Payne, up in this thing. Real talk, man. Feel Good Radio. This is what's up. This is what's happening. I want to send shout out to my man Payne, Baby G, you know what I'm saying? My man DJ Ghost Rider, you know what I'm saying? My man Silk, you know what I'm saying? Yo, B-Dub, B-Wing, the whole crew. Real talk.
Yeah, shout out to everybody in the team, man. Shout out to DJ Baby G, Silk Kelly, you know, DJ Murdoch. Shout out to everybody that's on the team, man. Shout out to the whole world. I mean, I got some stuff coming. I got the mixtape coming. It's not coming out yet because I'm still working on it, man, so just definitely be looking out for it, probably like the fall, either fall or either early spring.
That's what's up, man. We can't wait, man. You already know what it is. You already know how it's going down, man. This is the Urban Experience like never before. Back home, back and blacker than ever. You know what it is. This is the Urban Experience like never before. We're definitely taking you on a ride on the wild side. Yo, DJ Payne, just hold the line. I'm finna see what's up. I'm finna see what's happening. I'm finna see where they're doing it at on WTBPA Radio. You already know what it is. Real talk. Let's see what's up. Let's see what's up. We got out there chopping it up, doing what they do. Yo, call a last one. Step in the building, man. Who we got checking in, bro?
Hey, what's going on, Brother Jay?
Hey, man. What's up, bro? Look down. What's good with you?
I'm cooling, man. I was actually just sleeping. But, you know, I got a text, so.
Do that. So, you had to check to see what's good.
Oh, yeah, man. I had to check in. What's new? What's up?
Hey, it's all good, man. We holding it down like four flat tires. You know how we do, man. All over the airways, taking over the world by storm, universal, that is. You know what I'm saying? It's what it is. So, we're doing it, man. So, you know what I'm saying? When you're up in that.
It's not loud, but don't even know right now, Jay, man. Shout out to everybody, man.
I hear you. I hear you. You say, you know, you just feeling the love all the way around the room, man. Real talk. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we did a special thank you last time, MVP. Y'all already know about us, you know what I'm saying? Yo, real talk. I kind of will always be missed, but his music will always live on forever, man. Real talk. So, hey, it is what it is. Time for the young G, the young female MC to definitely step into this thing and definitely make it right, man. Because, you know, without you guys, would not be no us. So as long as you keep doing real good music, we ain't going nowhere. That's the real deal, man.
I got you, Jay. Oh, you know what I'm really thinking? I'm really thinking about a man's world, man. So, that right there.
Yeah,
I just keep thinking about it, man. It's going to be beautiful.
Hey, that was up there. I can't wait to definitely get that joint, man. I know the fact. You know, everybody's calling. Y'all know the number. Y'all know what y'all got to do. You got to get in like, you know, get in like Glenn, man. That's all I'm saying. Get in where you fit in. We're going to definitely hold this back down. We're going to be sure what we do. Yo, H, hold a line. Let's see what we're calling right quick before we turn this thing all the way up, bro.
All right, Mr. J.
All right, y'all already know, y'all already know. Let me take one more call on the line one more time. This is the Urban Experience like never before. Yo, call the last four digits, 5317. What's up? What's good with you? Who we got checking in, man? Caller. Caller. Your last four digits of your number is 5317. You're definitely in the building, man. Who we got checking in? Yo, there might be a little camera shot. They might be taking a small product break. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I ain't gonna hold it against you. Hey, Playboy, keep doing what you do. I'm gonna hit you back real talk. It is what it is. We turn this thing up and let everybody know what's up. What's up. This is the Urban Experience like never before. We definitely taking on the ride on the wild side.
Hottest DJ on the planet. I just want the paper.
use a knockoff, an imitation. Lost the last king, then nigga with a limitation. You don't fuck no drama with me, cause I come and call the Jeffrey Dahmer with me.
Witnesses are saying that Heavy D, frontman for Heavy D and the Boys, has died at the age of 44 in California. Heavy D, real name Dwight Arrington, hit it big with the album Peaceful Journey, which was dedicated to group member Trouble T. Roy, a.k.a. Troy Dixon, who passed away at the age of 22. That spawned the hit Now That We Found Love, which was in heavy rotation on the R&B and pop radio stations nationwide. Heavy D and P. Diddy both hailed from a Westchester, New York suburb, Money Earning Mount Vernon, and both had similar musical influences. Lieutenant Mark Rosen of the Beverly Hills Police Department couldn't identify Heavy D by name at this point in time, but he did give an account of what happened.
11:25 this morning, Beverly Hills police officers were dispatched to the 400 block of North Maple Drive regarding a report of an unconscious person on the walkway of a building. Upon arrival, officers discovered a male approximately 40 years old, conscious, communicative, but having difficulty breathing. Beverly Hills Fire Department paramedics arrived on scene and transported the subject to nearby Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, where the individual ultimately passed away. At this time, Beverly Hills police detectives are conducting a preliminary investigation both at the hospital and the residence to determine if any criminal activity is involved.
Heavy D also wrote songs for the 90s hit shows In Living Color and Mad TV. He recently resurfaced at the MTV Hip Hops in 2011, marking his first live performance in 15 years. His last tweet was yesterday, simply stating, "Be inspired." We'll keep you updated when the police complete their investigation.
Yo, you can say what you want, but an icon in my book. Real talk. Real hip hop right here, dog.
Yeah, whatever.
You got to see.
What you got?
Real talk, man.
Yeah, what? Yeah, whatever. What you got?
Want lots of juice, back shots of women, food, barbie suits, and stuff at the food, pops up, sushi, yeah, Versace, Gucci, crazy Lucci, I know your ammo, you do ammo on a paycheck, you get a shirt from the barber shop with no respect, middle name, price tag, first name, guy. down and I ain't tricking on them chickens. Leave it up to me, I close the whole damn store on ya. I got nothing but love for you.
What you got? Yeah, what? Uh-huh.
But I'm your H-E-A-V. Why that deep? Don't test me. Don't ask me for nothing. But they can forget. But do the squad. You can do me. I'm hoopy hot and trying to get the slot. I know your low profile, your low health profile. Kick a brother in the gut and then you smile. I must admit, I really dig your operation. Every time we on the phone, you got the sexy conversation. Tonight you're meant to be the woman of my dream. And while I'm sleeping, you be creeping rather than clean. I see you hanging on the corners with the rest of your girl crew. Standing by the gutter with your booty cutter. So who's the honey dip? Down with the money grip. Always got a plan and a scam to get some money quick. Always getting with the next man. The one with the checks and setting up the trap with the sack.
What you got?
Thank you.
real talk.
Swing, batter, batter, 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 swing, batter, batter passing the tracks back to back.
Back to back.
Beat to beat.
Beat to beat.
With the only DJ.
How to get the job done.
Yeah. Hey. You got me hooked all on your body, probably cause I took the bait. You so naughty, your name should be Nadia, cause it relates. The way you rockin' and you rollin', I would think you had on skates. Yeah, I fall like Kobe Bryant, but I never fade away. I'm a radio killer, I could be your dream tonight. Smoking like a hippie, so I had to bring the pipe. I am pressured in my right, mix the pleasure with the light. We made it dark all in our room, she said you had to bring the light. Of course I had to, you are hot, so I had to bring the ice. You got some suckers feeling managed, take advantage of it. Take a stand and be a man, demand your plans to come out right. Then you might take her home tonight.
I'm rocking that shit.
Hottest DJ on the planet.
Oh, hell no. I know you didn't just touch my goddamn radio. Don't you ever touch a black man's radio, boy. You can do that in China, but you can get your ass killed out here, man.
Wake up to it. Listen, Obama's perfect for America. He's perfect. He's got those big white man ears. He looks like Malcolm X. He talks like Martin Luther King. Oprah loves him. And he shits apple pie. He's perfect. He's perfect. Everybody has forgotten about Bush. They don't even think Bush was in office. You can't even find it and voted for it. It took Bill 12 years, actually 8, with his daddy just to destroy the nation, and no one remembers. Bush did whatever he wanted to do, and you white folks just loved it. You didn't care. He tricked you with that Homeland Security bullshit. Took your white freedom. You white folks think you're free? Take your white ass to the airport. Go on over there. They got people questioning you that can't even speak English. Can I see your passport? My passport. Can I see your green card? You can't even say passport. Shoes off, take your drawers off. Go on over there. think you free, white, and 21? Take your white ass over there. Go on over there. Take your shoes off. Take your shoes off. That's because that man hid that shit in his shoe. Thinking he'd have stuck it up his ass, it'd be a different airport. Right?
Yo, yo, call and ask to be your number. It's 0568. Stephanie in the building on WTVA Radio. Who we got?
I'm down.
It's
that one guy.
Yo, what up, J-Dog?
What's up?
Oh, damn. Good, man. I got my man, W. Castro, on the line here, too, man.
What up, man?
What's up? What's good with you, Bell?
Not much, man. Just working, you know what I'm saying? Like, trying to get over this cold I had.
They got a lot of stuff popping up this weekend, man. A lot of stuff, man. I've been bombarded with the district events. So we going to hold this thing out. Fat size, man. Can't wait for you to be up here, man.
Oh, definitely, man. It's going to be a pleasure having me up there, man. I'm going to rip it. I'm going to show y'all what Connecticut got, you know what I'm saying? Best believe it's going to be awesome.
Oh, I already know. Real talk, like I said, man, there's so much stuff that's going on this week. Just a little bit, man. Yo, just let the fans know, you know, how to get up to get at you with your music and everything like that. We got a lot of.
He was asking where you can find him. You can find him on Reverb Nation, W. Castro. You can find him on Twitter, and you can find him on Facebook for the fans, for the people. We're definitely gonna be in the A, man, this weekend. So you know, just you know, keep looking at us fans and sit back and enjoy the music.
Good. You already know this. This is the Urban Experience like that before, but we are definitely taking you on the ride on the wild side. Like I told y'all, man, if y'all ever look here, y'all ain't seen nothing yet. Real talk. I got my man West Manifest in the building. I got my partner in the front. Y'all already know how it goes.
Radio. It never sounds so good.
What's up, I'm Beyonce.
So today's music.
No better place on the radio.
Keep the station
locked on.
Fire.
though I'm considered great. I'm a couple notches higher, I'm getting sick and tired. Bloody blame niggas, claiming they do it big, but they don't have no figures. They pop the bottles, we buying out the bar. A buck 60 on the dash, when we whip it on the block. I know me to stop, but I'm just trying to feed my family, so I'm taking the top spot. You niggas is not hot, you wouldn't last a day on my block. You niggas is not hard, so stop running. Real, recognize real G. What I'ma get out of line? You niggas killing me. You can get that money, put your hands in the sky. They hating on us, and I bet I know why. Know why? Cause we're getting that money, getting that money. I keep it 100, yeah, all the damn time. Either hate it, but believe I'm getting mine. I gave blood for it, blood, sweat, and tears for it. Tears through nothing but pain, but I maintain through it. Now my swag's out, I'm feeling real good. Don't judge a book by its cover, don't think this nigga's good. I wish a nigga would, but I know you feel the same. Niggas wish they live that life, but this ain't no fucking game. You gang blocks, a couple shots can penetrate your brain. NFC, M&S, forever rep my game. Don't get it twisted, my dude, we are sane. I smoke 7 blunts a day just to keep me sane. And all these fake drawings, I didn't know the shoe before. Gonna be the same bitches around and see you get and go. I ain't got time for it, money over everything. If you getting money, do what the hook say. You getting money, put your hands in the sky. They ain't no rustin', I bet I know why. Know why? Cause we getting that money, getting that money, that money.
Everybody knows how to do my job. It's not complicated, okay? It's about like you pull up, you get out, I park it. Any idiot can do what you do. I'm a professional.
I'll park it, it's cool. Just tell me the way I need to go. How about you guys get a tight tip? I get the owner's parking space.
You can get a big ass fucking engine. See if it'll make sense.
Wanna feel, wanna know you, but you're my star. Miss you,
On the record, take a sip from your favorite bitch. Now get your asses on the dance floor and party!
Spend the night with you. Got a feeling In the tracks back to back.
Back to back.
Beat to beat.
Beat to beat.
With the only DJ
that knows how to get the job done.
Let's see. Adjust the volume. Okay. I'll see. Put the needle on the record. Take a sip from your favorite beverage. Now get your asses on the dance floor and party.
Yeah. I've been living the fast life for a while now. Wow, breeze is good, the money is great. But when it's all said and done, I gotta sit and ask. What do I really wanna know?
The money, I want the fame, I want the lot. I want the cars, I want the juice, I want the shadow. I want to make it just a smile and see my face. I want to wake reality, my face. I want at least to pay the rent, to afford the rent. I want the beam, I want the bands, I want the bands. What you want? What you want? Cause everybody got a place to raise. I want to wake up in reality, my face. What you want? I want to wake up out my bed, feeling full of life. Bag full of money, neck and hands full of ice. As I reach, I find there's no trouble within my pants. It says, congratulations, you are the man. All that hard work you put in finally paid off. Now you're here, now your time is near, the game's yours. Looking at my pillow like it's gotta be a dream. Looking for directors like it's gotta be a scene. Check my account, nothing's a millionaire numbers. And in my phone, it's nothing but name numbers. And on my mind, it's nothing but how I got the swap. Come to find out, I already bought my mom's a yacht. Florida, my mansion out in NC. My daughter good, I got a lamp and in the best seat. In the school, and my little sister put us in college and school. But every single one, you want. I want the money, I want the fame, I want the line, you want. I want the cars, I want the shoes, I want the ride, you want. I want to make it just a smile and see my sister leave. You want. I want to wake up in reality, it's my favorite. You want. I want at least to pay the rent before the rent. So what you want? I want the game, I want the bands, I want the bank. So what you want? So what you want? Cause everybody's got a play. So what you want? I want to wake up in reality. My sister's on their own salon. Nieces and my nephews all chilling, getting grown and smart. Grandma's so proud of me, I'm starting to feel the type of way. My fantasy is starting to get real by the day. By the day, I'm starting to realize another issue.
thing I would do if I was rich. I start thinking out loud, maybe this ain't a dream. Is this the team of success? Maybe I made the team. Maybe I made it, yo. Songs on the radio, based on me. They love me every place I go. Buzz crazy in the streets, they love me every state I show up in. And I'm just loving life and every day at home. Yeah, I'm finally where I've always been to be. Sleeping better now, I'm finally where I feel I need to be. Eating better now so I can finally digest the pain. Even through the stormy nights, God bless the rain.
I want the money, I want the fame, I want the love, I want the car, I want the shoes, I want the chef, I want to make it just a smile and see my face. I want to wake up in reality, it's my fate. I want to lease the pay the rent before the rent. I want the game, I want the best, I want the best.
Able to do what I want to do. I want to be able to move how I want to move. I want to be able to buy what I want to buy. I want to be able to drive what I want to drive. I want to take over the game like this did. I want to make them know my name like this did. I want to sell a garden out like Jigga did. I want to leave a mark Biggie did. I want to win like a talent. I want my whole crew to pop out and flip last. Smoking on the best bar, eating out the best spot. Try to buy the whole book, but now it's not best stop. Take the hood on bus ride, any day the sunshine. Dorney Park, great adventure, just to have a fun time. Anything they want, right? Cause we all got a plan to free. I want to wake up in reality, it's my favorite.
What you want? I want the money, I want the fame, I want the love. What you want? I want the cars, I want the shoes, I want the shadow. What you want? I want to make it just a smile and see my face. I want to wake up in reality, it's my favorite. What you want? I want to lease the pay the rent before the rent.
Every single video you get on,
and it's just all black, everything. Everything, you know, everybody's clothes is all black. Black cars, black chains, black diamonds. Like, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? We should have just left it up to the black people, you know what I'm saying? And that was just good enough, you know what I'm saying? To have an all black in your video, you know what I'm saying? All my niggas would be black or whatever, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, today's you know, industry, you know, it's more of a mixed generation, you know? But that's only for the better of their benefit anyway, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you got a lot of little white kids that want to be vampires, you know what I'm saying? They was already all, you know, sliding into the gothic movie a little bit anyway, but I'm trying to say, like, this that come across to the hip-hop game, like, when did this happen, you know what I'm saying? But I'm a hot lyricist myself, you know what I'm saying? I go by the name of Soldier, and, like, you know, these rhymes that they got out there nowadays and everything that they're expecting from our industry now is, like, totally not me. This is not me, you know what I'm saying? Who I am, first of all, let me say it loud and clear. To the day that I die, I represent everybody. You know what I'm saying? If you don't stand now, you know what I'm saying? If you stand now, you're going to fall into the hands of the wicked. That's all I can tell you. You know what I'm saying? Right now, you're just showing up to a concert. Soon, you'll be showed up, get this plug in, you know what I'm saying, to the rest of the world where they can, you know, tell you what to do, what not. You know what I'm saying? The third, you know? That ain't going to be me neither. You dig know what I'm saying? I'm always going to be a real nigga, you know what I'm saying? And if that costs it being an outcast to this new hip-hop or evolution, new world that's coming along, you know what, man? That's all I got to say, you dig what I'm saying? But I tell you straight up what it is, you know? You know, you got all these characters getting down with the Illuminati. You got rumors about people being in the Illuminati. You know, who's there? What is the Illuminati? You know, you don't know what the Illuminati is by now. You might as well turn off the TV because you still don't know what hip-hop is. If you don't know what the Freemason and the Masonic culture is by now, you don't even watch the TV. You might as well pick up a book, start all over. You know what I'm saying? Because right now, we're living in some of the most pressured and manipulated times. You know what I'm saying? The pressured and manipulated times. And they've been working through us. They've been seeping through the mind through us through movies and music and commercials and, you know what I'm saying? It's a whole lot of stuff. You turn this way, you turn that way. You know, you can recognize its presence there. You see what I'm saying? You know, the movies have gotten a lot more demonic and terroristic looking. You know, as far as like the graphics and everything like that goes too. You know, that's just to get everybody to, like, you know, take more apart. You know, take interest in what it is that you're watching. But, you know, It's more entertainment to the people more than it is, you know, a story that's behind it or what's behind it. But now, you know, you got people like me out there, you know, and I don't really like getting disrespected that much. So when I start telling the person, you know, my experiences and the things that I see going on and this and that, and they say, oh, no, this and that and the third, and, you know, they want to start getting out of me. Hey, yo, say that talk, because now you're disrespecting me, and guess what? Like I got to say, I don't like being disrespected, so I try not to beat it into the people, you know what I'm saying? I try to give them, like, little facts and clues, what it is, you know, for themselves and on their own, you know what I'm saying, before they come to me, because I'm not the one, you know, by the time it's my time to fight, I'm going to be standing on the front line soldier. And if any of those people want to be on the other side of that, I don't give a damn if it's friends, family, whatnot. If you stand on the other side of my enemy line, then guess what? We're going to get a crack. That's all I got to say. We're going to get a crack. You know what I'm saying? As far as me getting into the hip-hop game, Stan, I'm very excited. I'm very excited about approaching, you know, the whole subject of the matter. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if they... You know what I'm saying? I don't care if they put me on full blast. Ain't nobody trying to be Drake, man. Ain't nobody trying to be Jay-Z. I don't need to be Lil Wayne. You know what I'm saying? I got my own style. You dig what I'm saying? I got my own style, and I got my own kind. And I got people who do roll with me. You dig what I'm saying? For the whole Illuminati Nation. Soldiers out there, you know what I'm saying? That's one up for us. You know what I'm saying? I'm coming. I'm strong. It ain't going to be nothing. Nobody else is going to be able to do about it. You know what I'm saying? So, while we in the planning of making things happen, you know what I'm saying? All we can do is be humble. We can't badger this word on anybody else. We can't badger the word of God on anybody else. We can't try to get people to believe what we believe in Jesus, Buddha, you know. It doesn't matter what your religion is, you know what I'm saying? But if you believe that this is coming, this new world, and you know that you don't want to be a part of it, then you state that. You put your facts out there for them, you know. You give them everything they need to know, but you ain't got to force it on them. You ain't got to say nothing about it. If they don't want to hear it, don't ever talk to it about it, you know. And as these days get, you might even want to stop talking to that person, because that's going to be the same person that's going to try to fool your ass into taking that damn shit so you can be in society with them. Hey, don't you want to just chill here, man? Life's going to be this and that and third. They're going to offer us this. Oh, you dumb. Yo. You know, when people start putting you down for this, and you know you all the way down for it, I'm going to tell you like me, look, straight up. Like I said, I don't like being disrespected. So, if anything that I say, if I know I'm wise enough to make my own decision, and you tell me that I'm dumb or I'm stupid, that's all it's going to take. That's all it's going to take. Because we be coming to the times right now where we're going to have to stand up. We're going to have to physically do something. Now, as far as us being, you know what I'm saying, the whole provoking issue matter, nah, I'm not saying that. But I'm saying defend yourself to the best of your ability, because now is the time where they're going to start coming strong on us. They're going to start coming at our ears. They're going to say this. They're going to say that. They're going to say all these things around you. So as soon as you come out your mouth and say one thing, you fit into the equation of the rest of the fools, the so-called, you know, Jesus freaks and this, that, and the third, you know what I'm saying? Now, me personally, myself, I do believe in Jesus. You know what I'm saying? You know? And that's what I keep right here in my heart. You know what I'm saying? I never try to post that on the body. You know, it's been here for 2,000 years. What is it? My job is to put it out there to the whole world. Now, if I got somebody sitting, you know, next to me, and they look like they need Jesus, you know what I'm saying? I'm going, you know what I'm saying? There you go, my son. Get that to you. You reject it, you deny it. All right, cool. That's all it is. You know what I'm saying? But unless you start denying me and disrespecting me, you know what I'm saying? Hey, look, I'm only human. So, you know, I can only handle things to the best of my ability anyway. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know, things go over the roof. You know what I'm saying? But this is for my people out there
in Santa Monica, California. Thank you. Hey, yo, why is it so uncool to smile? Since when did it become hip-hop's taboo? Because I would be smiling all the time if I made even half of the money you do. Frowning like you just caught a face full of sun. How I missed it when hip-hop was fun. When DJ Quick first burst on the scene. When Boys in the Hood was on the big screen. When Tupac Shakur was a dancer for Humpty. When Nasty Nas 5 mic'd in the monthly. When MC Breed painted the White House black. When Too Short retired and then came back. When Wyclef Jean asked out Mona Lisa, that's the era this poem will feature. I want to go to a show and not have to front. I fist a cuff, but I'd rather you pass the blunt. Let's just chill, enjoy the diversity. Let's get lost in the rhythm's uncertainty. It doesn't make you less hardcore if you shake your ass on the fucking dance floor. But somewhere along this road we made rules, and smiling became the weakness of a fool, and silence and anger became the norm, and that's when the party began to lose form. I reminisce about the glory that's gone, when happiness wasn't looked down upon, when EPMD crossed over with the crossover, when Tim Hardaway still had his crossover. I used to go to the store and buy classics. Now I go to the store and shit's plastic. I'm fiending for skill, cause y'all might be dope, but I don't see your will. All I see is suckers pretending they're ill, snapping photographs with a barbecue grill. Well, I can't relate to this lack of humanity. Music's as vulnerable as insanity. I remember when Fife was a sidekick, when gangster rap was still on the rise, kid, when De La Soul was reincarnated, when Freestyle Fellowship first circulated, when Run D wore Adidas sneakers. That's the era this poem will feature, from 86 to 95, when hip-hop was just too thick to describe. I strive to become it in every way, so I practice religiously every day. On the bus ride home, folks thought I was schizo. In eighth grade, I wore more rayon than Cisco. Housing was in, and Mr. Dabalina could have caught a misdemeanor if he faked on his friend. See, we would rap until we were bored, with no cash advance or board. My boys' club trophies cluttered on our shelf. We've no other reason but reason itself. So why is it so uncool to smile? Since when did it become hip-hop's taboo? Because I would be smiling all the time if I made even half of the money you do. Frowning like you just caught a face full of sun. How I miss the days when hip-hop was fun. How I miss the days when hip-hop was fun. How I miss the days when hip-hop was won.
Radio never sounded so good.
What's up, I'm Beyonce.
It's all today's music.
Hey, this is Christina Aguilera.
No better place on the radio.
Keep this station
locked on.
Locked on. Locked on. So look around the room for a brief second. These are the people that we're going to be struggling with. Are you following me? Now, listen, if your uncle, your cousin, your homeboy, your girlfriend ain't here, too damn bad. Are you following me? Because when the door was shut, it was shut. And I purposely did it this way because I didn't want to invite everyone. I wanted to weed out the weak people and get rid of the naysayers and the people with the lip service. So you follow me? To know who's really for real. Aren't you tired of the madness to say, okay, well, we keep having these meetings and keep talking. What are we going to do? Well, this is it. These are the ones that's going to do whatever it is that we're going to do. We're not going to put what we're going to do on film because them people don't need to know that right or wrong. We'll wait till we turn the cameras off and then we'll strategize. Are you following me? But what I can say on film is this, that we need to start having preparedness meetings. All right? To prepare ourselves. So if you change the preparedness meeting, you got prepared, you take that to the people on your side of town and the people in your clip that you know. And if everyone do that, then we can prepare our people. Are you following me? All right. Just a few announcements. Before I do this, I was just in New York at the Def Jam, 25th anniversary of Def Jam, by VH1 Hip Hop Time. How many people have actually heard the interview on WorldStarHipHop.com? How many people heard it on the Cult Science Radio? How many people didn't hear it at all? How many people with the YouTube recording? Oh, okay. Well, regardless of where you heard it from, people were calling me, asking me, aren't you afraid that some of these people may catch up to you and whatever? So when I went to New York, I was prepared and ready for these people to step to me, but they never did. And I'm going to call some of them, I hope they get this when we put this up on YouTube, so we can call them out and just weed them out. See, a lot of times, I guess I could use Suge Knight for an example. So a lot of times, the big 300-pound cocky dude, a lot of times just hearing what he has done to other people puts fear in your heart until he's tested. Are you following me? But you see, that's what we have to do. We have to test these people to see how really bad they are. Are you following me? They talk tough in the studio and on their CD. When we put the word out, hopefully they'll respond. But a lot of times they just don't respond. Follow me. Now I'm a little dude. Hold on. I'm a little dude, right? Now you kind of figure they need somebody to say something. Are you following me? But none of them say anything. I didn't get a phone call, an email, or anything. Are you following me? So I'm not saying that to say that I'm going to push the envelope anymore. I'm just going to continue down my path. Are you following me? So I'm saying all that to say this. We have to do what we have to do. They're already doing what they do. Are you following me? My mission is to raise the conscious level of everyone in this particular room, and hopefully you can affect three other people. All right? So we can become conscious. We can change ourselves so we can change the world. Now, I know you're saying this, but that's a hard task. No, it's not. Just by putting the word out, you change. And look how many people I've affected. All right? Are you following me? So we have to do the same thing. So look at this video. I talked with, had a pleasant conversation with Shante. She's on Murder, Inc. Beautiful, soft-spoken, beautiful woman. They don't have a clue what's going on with the Illuminati. They don't have an absolute damn clue. Are you following me? Got a lot of love from Method Man, Ja Rule, Onyx, especially sitting there and standing next to him. Like, oh, yo, so, I'm like, yo, what's up, man? I heard some shit that you said on YouTube, man. It's like, You was a bad little motherfucker, man. I'm like, well, thanks. Now they got your compliment, but you was fucking. But yeah, man, I was saying, like, damn, this dude is bold, man. So we had this conversation. Actually, it's in the dressing room with Tom Morello from Nick Disney and Duke Riley from the crew. He formed a group called Street Street or Social Club. But we was also in the room with Flavor and Ludacris. I'm telling you, I'm saying this on film. This dude couldn't even look up and look me in the eye and say, what's up, Jeff? How you doing? Every time I got near him, he moved away from me because he didn't really want to take a picture of me. Yeah. Now, I get this kind of foolishness from people like Denzel Washington, Russell Simmons, and other people. Like I want to take a picture of them. They don't move me down the road. You understand what I'm saying? And we have to understand that dynamic. I'm not going to get a damn autograph and a photo op. I have a mission. Look like they have a mission. Are you following me? So we have to understand these kind of Negroes and that kind of Negro-ness. Are you following me? And just expect it. The Illuminati takeover of hip-hop, all right? Right now, as Black Dot said, if you're in this room and you're still listening to Z103, 1079, still hanging out at the club, partying, getting your groove on, which don't get me wrong, it's not like there's nothing wrong with going out and releasing some tension with your girlfriends or your homies. Don't get me wrong. But if you're enjoying the music to the point where you're throwing a couple back, and you party to the music, and you think everything is everything, and we got a black president, it is going to be fine, you at the wrong goddamn lecture. Are you following me? This is not that lecture. It's the one down the street or next week. You at the wrong lecture. We have to take care of some serious business today because the people that are waking in millions are after our souls and our children's souls. And they don't give a damn about us. Are you following me? All right, so if my voice gets a little raspy and I start to yell, don't take it personal, all right? I got to speak to a degree of figure. Now, these are not my particular images, per se. But in order for me to attract people to the DVD and the lecture, we have to let people know this is what we're going to be dealing with, these demonic forces. Don't even get caught up into the colors of red and black, because if you deal with the Akan people and the Ifa and the Yoruba tradition, the warrior colors are red and black. We just got to steal our energy back from these people. Are you following me? All right, cool. Let's push forward. So let's deal with the black music and the psychoanalytical destruction of a stolen legacy. We have a long history of black music that has been left to us, left in our care. And you see how we've handled soul music, gospel, jazz? We've let these other people creep in and take our music and change the frequency of the music. So low bass tones. Alright, when you hear that low vibratory music, alright, it's hitting you here. It's stimulating something. That energy travels up the base of your spine. It taps into your pituitary gland and your pineal gland. Once you tap your pituitary gland and it releases those hormones, that's you, sister, on the bed acting it up on some dude at the club. You don't even know who the hell he is, and he's grinding on you. Listening to the songs calling you all out your name, but you dancing because you threw a couple back now. You straight. Are you following me? So we have to understand this particular dynamic. So now you're out of your mind because you've been dragged to America. You're wearing somebody else's clothes, eating somebody else's food, worshiping somebody else's God, eating somebody else's food. You're dancing to music that's attacking higher frequency because they're attacking you in the fourth dimension, and they're attacking you here to deal with your lower chakras. Now, you see the psychological covert war that's being waged against us? And if you don't notice, you're going to lose. They've taken our music, put a label on it, and a new face on it. So now, if you go back and look at jazz, you don't even see us. And I'm sure we can get together and mention some great. The psychoanalytical, analyzing it and reading between the lines. So when we talk about the psyche in psychology, we're not talking about the mind, we're talking about the soul. So when you hear someone's a psych major, and they start talking about the mind, saying, no, you're dead ass, wrong. Psyche has nothing to do with the mind. It's the soul. Our great philosophers and teachers taught us, know thyself. And everyone that I meet, including the brothers and sisters that are here, I want to ask you all a question. Everyone I meet, I ask this question to you. What's your purpose in life? What's your mission statement? my left foot forward, trampling evil. Are you following? I am salvation of the soul. So every step I take is salvation of the soul. Are you following? We have to understand what happened on a psyche level, analytical level, and what happens as a result of the destruction of our soul and legacy. Are you following me? Let's push forward. Mind you now, we're going to get into defining what is black, all right? And music is a universal language. This is the book Analytics, the 20 years of conversations and interviews from the Enemy's Minister of Information. Followed by this particular book, Music Business, which is a book that I wrote before. I'm going to put it back out. Followed up with this book, hopefully in January. Yo. Call the last two years of the 7416 to get me up and put it. Yo. Hit me. Caller, 7416, 7416, 7416. Can you hear me, man?
Lucifer of the morning, I'm gonna chant you out of earth. You're now in tune on the one, the master blaster jamming himself. I am West Memphis. What's the word, J-Dog?
Yo, the word for the day, is love and life. Live life to its fullest. Live life with meaning. If anything that you do has no meaning, if it doesn't enhance life, if it doesn't help lift yourself, no man. You need to study that to know that. That's real talk. I have, over the last 16 hours, I've been very compelled to pull in many directions. But being compelled to be pulled in many directions has drawn me to a sense of focus. I haven't been this focused in a long time. I haven't been in this. For all my folks that know us, you know what the deal is, who's your family, who's definitely at the circle, you know what I'm saying? Had a major square. You know what I'm saying? Pops went back into the hospital about 10 a.m. today. I came out of focus, clarity, where I simply asked the God who I pray to for mercy. Praying for mercy and understanding. At 7 p.m. this evening, my father was brought back home from almost suffering another stroke. He did have a slight fever, but I'm blessed all the same. Out of our joy. That's why I said I'm focused. I learned that in certain times of need, people who say they wish and they really wish. It's all good when you're up. You're down. Sometimes, like, when you're down, they pay down. Or they just don't have that same level of compassion. But I'm not mad. I'm close. So if you have picked out what the word for the day is, the love life, your life,
things, man. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing, you know. I think what you're talking about is mercy and grace. Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. Right now, we got energy coming down. Energy. Tomorrow's the 10th. And the day after that, there was 11, 11, 11. The more coming back all year long, you know, for this year, these what we call unusual numbers.
That's right.
11, 11, 11. In January, this was a text that was sent to me earlier this year. January 11th, 2011.
What? Right.
Unusual number patterns coming. Some unusual number patterns that are. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right. This year, we have had some unusual number patterns. And coming down to the planet now is energy from on high. All dealing with this 2012 and this renewal. Everything
right.
is going through a renewal process right now.
That's right.
I'm going to be a much more kinder, gentler, master.
Okay. I hear you.
Yeah. So now we it's time for us to look within, you know, for these solutions. This is said to be a money year from different folks. It's said to be a money year. You know, now money can be seen in many different ways and aspects. Sometimes money is the thought that empowers you to know what you need to do to go and get it, whatever avenue you got to go and get it. Now, that's a physical
that's right.
money.
That's right.
Now, there's another thought that allows you to know that when I look within self and I look within me, I see the real money, which is the real me.
That's right.
Which is money on another level.
That's right.
So we understand that in this time of renewal, we got to renew with the energy that is around us right now.
That's right.
We can do what we want to do with this time. It's power coming down, and you can will things into existence. That's what we were talking about in that scroll that we read earlier. We give thanks to Doc.
Right.
Nice clip, man. That's beautiful, man. You know, so we just see the fantasy, you know, the theory, man.
That's right.
So, the energy we can when we read in Peter, in 1 Peter 1,
like 12 through 17, a certain prophet made it stop raining for 3 years.
That's right.
And then, you know, just through his mind, through his prayer, through his meditation.
Right.
Is our time for us to set forth personal energies, thoughts into the universe to evoke change.
Right.
To evoke the change from your mind. This is the part of the Reiki. This is what we've all been dealing with the entire time. We've been talking about dealing with the power of mind and knowing what our real true power lies. Our real true power lies within our minds, and we are able to close our eyes and settle our minds and then see the light and sound. You see, that brain dance that we do. See, even when the so-called Indian, we know that one to be aboriginals or to be referred to as Moors. But they refer
right.
to them as Indians. When they gave the cry, they say, hey, still calling on Yah. See, which is Hebrew. Still calling on the same energy that you was taught was the highest praise in another thought process. So now, from on high comes energy that we must utilize in this time frame. This is not the time to be angry.
That's right.
To be upset and mad and dealing with obstacles that you can just ordinarily maneuver around with
right.
just a little thought without the words, stopping the words, because when we're talking about ascension, we're talking about growth, we're talking about change.
This is
something that you've been hearing over and over again. It's about change. And you have to change just like Ron Osley. I got to speak to you musically because I think you will understand it a little better. Ron Osley started in the doo-wop days, him and the Osley brothers.
That's
his
right.
brothers. That was in the 50s. Rocked out in the 60s.
That's right.
Hit the soul in the 70s.
That's right.
Came with the new pop, R&B in the 80s.
That's right.
And in the 90s, they revamped themselves again. And then, you know, from the 90s to 2008 is Mr. Big.
That's right.
So he has constantly changed. He has constantly stayed relevant. All of you know who Brother Ron Osley is. And we glad
okay.
you're home, soldier. You heard me.
That's right.
Yeah, the elder come, man. We saw you out there at the awards in Atlanta, boy. Good to see you. Now, that being said, we have to understand that we have the responsibility to do what it is that we need for self. Right now we say, seek and ye shall find, ask and it shall be given, knock and the door shall be opened unto you. This is all real. This is the time frame to apply these thoughts now, these prayers that you thought was just cliches, but are not, but are proverbs and actually keys to open you up
to new prosperity. They talk about prosperity in certain aspects. But in order to talk about prosperity, you have to talk about the most successful people, or the most successful person, or the most prosperous person, or the richest person, or the wisest person. Who is that person? Well, no matter how you view the books or how you view the stories that come out of the books, there's still lessons that we can learn from no matter how you apply them. Apply them in a manner that works for you. You know, because wisdom is justified of all her children. So it don't matter if the wisdom comes from over here, over there, over there. You know, learn what that is so we can all move forward. What does that mean? That means that if I want to know how to be prosperous, I have to look at a prosperous example.
Right.
If I want all these different things that you want in life, but I'm going to share something with you according to a story that was given to me out of a volume of books called the Bible, which is the infield. So what was the deal was that the most prosperous man to ever live and the wisest man to ever live was King Solomon, or is King Solomon, from the bloodline of the conquering lion of the tribe of Yehudi.
Okay.
So, if I want to be wise like that, we have different time frames for different things. Seasons.
Central area.
Got this about seasons. There's a reason for every season.
That's right.
So when we understand that, then we know that right now this is a cleansing season. So we should also cleanse with what's around us, like Ron Isley cleansed himself of the 50s and moved into the 60s. Then cleansed himself of the 60s and moved into the 70s. Then cleansed himself of the 70s and so forth and so on. So he became Mr. Biggs. And that was like his own evolution, you see. And we have to always be changing. I'm going to always be the same. I'm the same person. No, you're not. Whether you recognize it or not, you're not.
But you're not the same.
So, during this time right here where we at, with this energy coming down to the planet with in Scorpio, this is the time where things that is affecting us, we can push away. And the things that we need, we simply bring forth to us by doing what the most prosperous person did on earth.
That's right.
Which was pray for knowledge and wisdom. Pray for knowledge and wisdom. Pray for knowledge and wisdom.
Right.
Because that's what the most successful man did. That's what he did, and he was rewarded with the talk. So now we look at a different scripture to a different part of the book, and we see that here's a prophet who stops it from raining for 3 years and causes a drought for 3 years just from the power of his mind. What I'm sharing with you, Mighty Hip Hop Nation, is from the power of your mind is your greatest weapon. And whatever that it is out in society, whether it is something that needs to continue or something that needs to be discontinued expeditiously, Let that change from your mind. The power of the mind. Seven chakra, the seventh seal, and who is worthy to open the seventh seal? None other than the conquering lion of the tribe of Yehuda. In Revelation. You know. So, who is that? The one who moves up beyond immaturity and rise in the mind, rise in the self. After dying to self, there's a resurrecting of self. So in this period of time, we're resurrecting. Or we're descending.
That's right.
And this energy is very powerful that's coming down right now. The entire poles are shifting. At the end of a shift, they've been shifting. We're at the end of that shift, which means that we're in the beginning stages, the end of an era and the beginning of another era. Everything that you're seeing through where they do that at radio are the possibilities of where you can be on one level. And on the spiritual level, where will we be?
You know,
if we just continue to shout the same things that are being uttered out without understanding. So, right now, utilize this time to channel energy. See, there's things that we can do. Remember, there, several weeks ago, when you go back and listen to the video, listen to the clips, you'll hear that we discussed having a universal time of fasting and prayer.
That's right.
So in these times, see, these is what this, when you begin to understand what is being used against you, you end up going back to your own original so-called religions or so-called customs and rituals. You go back to, because now you know that according to the star, see, the wise men, I'm getting to something. Follow me now. Follow me, folks. Follow me. Here you have language.
Okay.
At the end of this cycle right here, what we at?
That's right.
We have to understand that immediately, we have to recognize that we can evoke a change from our mind. All those things that were said that was just miracles is just your normal, everyday ability, just like walking up and down the street. This is your normality. It has become an abnormality. I was just thinking of so-and-so. This is that time of in-depth perception. This is that time frame right now. And this is a different language. This is another spoken language. This is a thought language. This is a mind language. Where I say cool, fire cool, or free, and it is.
That's right.
So, right now, who is worthy to open the seventh seal? So where we're in the spiritual realm, where we've come off the 32 or 33 vertebrae, where the serpent of the Kundalini rises, or the sperm resurrects through the spine, and is electrically charged, and then comes back and descends down again to give birth or bring new life or a change. Every time a child comes into this, a change is because it's a new mind coming. This mind just comes from there.
There's a new mind coming to the planet now through the airwaves, just like this radio broadcast coming through the airwaves. There's an energy coming down through the airwaves right now. Capture it. Grasp it. Get into your meditation now, right now. Let's all get into our meditation now, right now. We have to start having some group thoughts where we channel energy to affect the change.
That's right.
Which means the same as I get on and say, "Hey, Dizzle, what's the word?" And he give me the word for the day. And then when he give me the word for the day, then I ask the spirit to come down and we ride. This is real science. This is real science. This is what our ancestors have mastered, and we must remaster it and teach it and reteach it to our children and them. That's the fire. November 2nd, 1930, this was the anniversary of the crowning of the Emperor Haile Selassie I, now Abacadous. So we give honors to the conquering lion of the tribe of Yehudi, Yaman. Splendid fire. Now, in this time, again, let's move away from the negative energy, the negative things, and the negative thoughts that we have been having. This is the time of rejuvenation and getting in tune with what's happening around you, because what's happening, the oceans are greater than we are, in other words. And they're getting in tune. They're getting in tune, so if they're getting in tune, we need to be getting in tune. The birds and the insects are getting in tune. The butterflies been migrating further north. Since the late 90s, migrating further north, something they feel, some change in the energy have pushed them somewhere else. So now, what do it take to put us together? Huh? What do it take for us to see that we are what we got?
Okay. That's right. That's right.
In this day and time right now,
I'm going to tell you something,
our will over the sound presser.
That's right.
Our Babylon. Now, at the same time, or the Luciferian spirit. You see, because they channeling energy. We just talked about on Halloween, we was talking about with the brother Brad about witches.
Right.
See, they channel energy on certain nights when the planets are aligned in certain manners and certain ways. We have to understand that right now you are in tune on the one. This is where they do that at radio.
Right.
Celestial prophecy is a book that says that nothing happens by chance. So your being here and our being here, my being here, us being here, we being here, is no coincidence.
No coincidence.
It's a reason. We have information that we have to share with each other, with one another, to teach and to be each other's students. And we got to recognize that the same as I'm to share the information that I have so that I can grow my business or grow my spiritual development, because by speaking with people who are involved in certain activities will help you to find where you want to go. If it is becoming the vegan that you want to become, should I hang around some vegans?
Right.
But when the vegans come around me, I don't shun them away because I'm looking to learn something different. You know,
that's right.
I learned from them just as they gonna probably learn some things from me. And that exchange of equal value helped to propel us and carry us, man. Like right now, with the energy shift, it's been worded in many different ways, like with the vibration of the planet right now increasing. Mother Earth is increasing her vibration, her vibratory pulse. And we must keep in harmony with whatever the changes is in her. In her cleansing, we too must be able to reach that same force on the chords. The chords got to hit the same. You know, which means that I'm in tune on the one. That's what being in tune on the one means, being in tune with nature, in tune with our surroundings, in tune with our own inner emotions and how to balance our thoughts and program our days, where we always have an opportunity to sit back and just inhale, just push all that pressure away and push it aside. In this day and time, is the time from your mind where you, just like the prophets, can make it rain for 3 years or make it drought for 3 years. You have that power. And you are to be instructed to utilize your power to effect positive change for yourselves and your communities. You're being instructed to utilize your minds to free your children and their children and their children. You're being ordered to free your children's children and their children and their children. You're being instructed to free your children's children and their children and their children. That's an instruction. That's an order. That's an order coming from the order. You are ordered to do that. We are ordered to do that. We are ordered in this day and time to humble ourselves. Stop all that game bang motor talk, boy. Excuse me. Don't mean drop your arms. Nah. Don't even in the jailhouse, don't walk with your hands in your shirt. So what I'm going to drop my arms for? I'm going to take my arms out and try to keep them above my head. Keep them above my shoulder level. Keep them up. I rub my hands together just to keep my hands up so if somebody throw a punch, I can block. I'm blocking. So what I'm saying is that, no, we ain't got to drop our arms in our shirts and get put all upside the head. That's foolish. But to sit there and talk murderously when you know that that is, that's something that we do only, So, the thought is that all of the things that have been keeping us from being who we should be individually and being as a family, as a human family, we have to change and get in tune with the purging and the process and the speed and the rate of cleansing that Mother Earth is going through. So we are one and the same.
Just after that, because I got a short time left on this planet, I'm going to switch gears. I got a new direction on the line. Yo, Legion, are you there, man?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Just to add to what you just said, I know you didn't finish the whole interview. With my stepfather today, and the power of prayer.
Something that you can't control, and the people that have, you know, and it's like, one of us need to be kept in trouble. Those are the ones that are there in your time of need, you know, because in this world, it's so brutal, man, and the economy is so messed up, and it's really changed the mentality of people to just aim to get ahead in any little way they can. So, I mean, the people that's really in your corner and don't care about what they can get from you or how much better they can look just by, you know, being around somebody that has something rather than not something. I mean, the whole mentality and perception of life is totally backwards, you know, in our heart. And that's what's getting exploited more and more, you know, life and media, period. I'm trying to touch on. I couldn't really touch on what Westman was talking about because I did get on late. But I kind of feel me in, and I try to give them my opinion on that also.
With all the changes that's taking place, with all the things being given off, you know, we have to draw towards
it's time for it.
It's time for unity. It's time for unity.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Meaning, so many people in this world are lost. And when they're lost, I don't mean poor or homeless on the street. Direction in life, actually, where they need to go. And I mean, there's so many people holidays and greed. I mean, we really need unity. And the thing is, I mean, it's not going to take as much unity as you think. A group full of people walking down the street is going to notice more than, you know, just sitting saying you need a million. Exactly what they want to execute, and I'm going to get it done. And we will be my example.
Continue to watch.